"Do you ever practice before a glass?" asked Reginald. "You ought to, you know. It makes the lips more flexible. Come over here." They went over to the mirror and stood side by side. "Now sing, mooey cooey ooey ah." But she broke down and blushed more brightly than ever. "Oh," she cried, "I can't. It makes me feel so silly. It makes me want to laugh. I do look so absurd." "No, you don't. Don't be afraid," said Reginald, but laughed too, very kindly. "Now, try again." The lesson simply flew, and Betty Brittle quite got over her shyness. "When can I come again?" she asked, tying the music up again in the blue silk case. "I want to take as many lessons as I can just now." "Oh, Mr. Peacock, I do enjoy them so much. May I come the day after tomorrow?" "Dear lady, I shall be only too charmed," said Reginald, bowing her out.